Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
And we give you the praise. Praise the Lord God. We just thank you for another day, another opportunity, another day for all the entrepreneurs who tune in and listen each and every day to All About Entrepreneurs. And we thank God for you. And this is Friday Open Mic. You can call in and shamelessly promote your business right here with Coach LaLisa on Blog Talk Radio. All you need to do is dial 347-945-7991. Once you dial that number and you get into the phone line, you would just need to hit your number one key so I can see that you definitely are one of those persons who is bold, who is courageous, and who believes in your business. I mean, if you can't shout out about your own business, then shame on you. That's right. You can shamelessly promote your business. We're giving you the opportunity. This is not one of those situations where we're saying, no, we don't want to hear. This is a personal development coaching, training, workshop, radio show, all wrapped up in one. This is basically the All About Entrepreneur one-stop shop where you can come and talk about, learn about, grow about, be about, all about your business right here on All About Entrepreneurs, where entrepreneurs have been coming for over 3 years. We recently switched the show title because we realized over the years we've been doing the broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. We've been doing this broadcast on since 2008, and consistently over the years we noticed that we had a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs and would-be business owners. So we noticed what was happening, and we responded to that by dedicating the topics to help entrepreneurs. And one of the key areas that we help entrepreneurs and love working with entrepreneurs is in personal development, because we realized it became clear, screeching clear, that, again, as on the job, when you work, when you're an employee, it's your company's responsibility to see to it that you are developed to the level that is okay with them, all right? So there's a limit to how much development your supervisor, your manager, your boss, the company that you work for, it's a limit to how much they want you developed. So sometimes it's a game. They can't have you develop too much, because then you'll want to leave that job, and then they'll have to start all over, look for someone else, and that can be very costly. It costs about 3 times your salary to hire someone else, and probably not as much these days because of the internet, and they can get people really quick and fast off of programs like LinkedIn and Facebook. Yes, there are people getting hired right off of Facebook. I have a good friend who works down at the Department of Labor. He's constantly posting jobs on Facebook every day. So yes, you can get jobs off Facebook, amongst all the other things you can get off there as well. But personal development, when you work for someone else, it is up to them. But when you have your own business, it is up to you, and then there's no limit. The only limit becomes the limit you yourself place there. So we're saying take the limits off, promote your business right here, All About Entrepreneurs. Dial in 347-945-7991. I'm Coach Lalisa, the absolute fire starter, ready to start a fire this morning, ready to help set you on fire. That's why we said we're going to lift our hands in the sanctuary. But let me just take a moment, and as you're dialing in, we're standing ready, and we welcome those of you who are already tuned in and just getting your stuff together, getting your paper together. Remember, you get 2 minutes. That's longer than the average Budweiser commercial in a Super Bowl. And you get 2 minutes. And this program, you can do just about anything you want. There's, what I mean is that you can let others listen. There's a link afterwards, or you can contact me if you should like to get the transcript or a tape of any of the broadcasts. But we are going to be traveling around the country as we go doing the All About Entrepreneurs, as you know, will be Saturday in Virginia Beach, Virginia, doing All About Entrepreneurs. There we'll be talking live to entrepreneurs who are going to show up at the women's conference being held down there by Francine Humphrey and her team. So we'll be in Virginia Beach, Virginia on Saturday doing the show live, and then following up in another week or two, we'll be in New York City talking to entrepreneurs there live, interviewing them, talking to them about their businesses, about their business concerns, about their business stresses, about their business challenges, but also about their business successes, because we want to hear about the success, because we want to be able to air the success, your strategies, and that's one of the things that we were doing for a very long time right here on the broadcast. And then we decided to change the title to All About Entrepreneurs. So we have a caller. We're going to take their call. We're going to open up the phone line, and we're going to get started with open mic. You got 2 minutes. Caller, area code 347. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa. Tell us your name, and then we'll give you your 2 minutes to shout out your business.
Good morning. My name is Michelle Dunstan. I'm with Organo Gold Coffee here in Queens, New York, Left Rock City. And I'm having a CJM, which is a coffee jazz mixer, at 6 o'clock tonight at 9830 57th Avenue, Corona, Queens, New York, 11368, apartment 11DD. Come and learn how coffee can...
Yes, okay, we lost our caller. She may be on the road, and so she'll dial back in, and we'll finish hearing her message, but awesome. I did catch some of it. She's having some type of a jazz or mixer gathering tonight at about 6 over in New York, and she has the product Organo Gold. So I will have to tell you, I'm going to have me a cup of Organo Gold in a minute or two because I absolutely love it. The coffee is delicious. We did have an Organo Gold representative on Saturday at our Women's Leader and Entrepreneurs Summit held in Newark, New Jersey. So we'll wait for her to call back in. But until then, we'll just keep it rolling, keep it moving. Going on to the next thing, the same thing you're going to do in your businesses. Keep it rolling, keep it moving, going on to where you have to go next. Well, we are extremely, overly excited this morning and blessed to be here. And we just want to offer up prayers for some of our friends, our dear friend C. Strickland, who is praying for her daughter right now, who's going to have her first surgery today. So we lift her up and we in prayer, and we thank God for that. We thank God absolutely that we're able to be entrepreneurs, but at the same time, we believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we're able to do it right here on blog, whatever. We just got to get it all out at one time, Blog Talk Radio. So we are overly excited. So, yes, we're going to be with some entrepreneurs on Saturday. Let me just go on and tell you exactly who we're going to be with and where, so that those of you who want to, who are in that area, if you're in that area or you're driving down to the Virginia Beach area, for some people, they will do things like this. Others would say, no, I can't do that. Hey, listen, when you're in business, you got to be fearless. You got to be on it. But we're going to be having a round table with lunch. You'll purchase your lunch. Going to be at the Swan Terrace. And that's in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And you can make it to the Swan Terrace in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Where it will be, and they have some scattered clouds down there tomorrow, but we're not going to too much worry about the scattered clouds because we're going to be indoors. Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the Swan Terrace is where we're going to be having lunch and women's conference. So if you're in the area, it starts at 11:45 in the morning. So 11:45 in the morning, make your way to this women's luncheon, a women's empowerment luncheon. Women's empowerment luncheon. Should be a pretty awesome place. And they have some other things down there as well. They have a spa. It's a very, very powerful thing. Go. It's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful place, this Swan Terrace, and I believe it's at the Founders Inn. It's located at the Founders Inn. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful, beautiful scenery. Well, thank you for calling in. I think the caller has called back in. Let's just make sure. If you're the caller who got dropped off the phone line and you're on, just hit your number one key and I'll know it's you. Again, this is Open Mic. We're here to 8 o'clock on Friday, every Friday, with Open Mic, where you business owners can call in and what I call shamelessly promote your business. I learned about that from a woman down in Florida who has a very big conference, and I thought, that's awesome. callers back on the air. We know you have an event coming up tonight. You would Oregon go, so go. I'll start the clock.
Yes. Good morning. Yes, I'm having an Oregano Gold Coffee Jazz Mixer this evening at 6 o'clock. It's going to be at 9830 57th Avenue in Nefrak City. And it's a way to learn a healthier way to drink the coffee. And also, I'm looking for business partners. My website is michellesunstance.organogold.com. I look forward to seeing some of your listeners at my event. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely, Michelle. It's absolutely an awesome opportunity to meet you. And what is your last name again?
Dunston. D-U-N-S-T-O-N.
Okay, so that's Michelle Dunston. Organogold.
Organogold.com.
Awesome, awesome. Well, now you heard it. You found a way. Michelle Dunston at Organogold.com. You found a way to get in touch with her. She's having a mixer tonight at 6, a jazz mixer tonight at 6 p.m. And is that, did you say, what part of New York?
Nefrak City, Queens, Corona, Queens, New York, 11368.
Awesome, awesome. Corona, Queens, New York. Well, listen, never heard of such a town because...
That's Corona, Queens. That's Queens, New York. It's right next to the Queens Cinema in Corona.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to coming over to that area. One of these days in the near future, we'll be coming over talking to entrepreneurs, and we support you. And just know that we are to support entrepreneurs right here on All About Entrepreneurs. We know that this is an opportunity right now in our economic system for entrepreneurs like never, ever before. There's absolutely never been a time like this. So we thank you. Keep listening. Don't go away. We still have lots of information to give to entrepreneurs. So we'll put you back on hold. And thank you again, Michelle Dunston.
Thank you so much. And God bless you and your program.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was Michelle Dunston at michelledunston.organogold.com. She was the first caller on today to shout out her business on Open Mic Fridays right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Well, again, I'm Coach Lalisa. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you, again, we celebrate you. If you're an entrepreneur, we know that entrepreneurs need support of other like-minded people. I mean, who understands you better than we do? You know, every group understands their own. So entrepreneurs understand other entrepreneurs. And we also understand that we're very appreciative of everyone because there's a lot of people that are stakeholders in our business, in our success, in our endeavors. You know, first and foremost, our families, our spouses, our children, the community, our suppliers, our clients, our customers, the legal system. There's so many people that areas of society that has a stake in what we do. So as entrepreneurs, we have to come to and learn. For those of you who did not get a degree in business or don't have one or don't have a desire to have one, don't worry. We got your back because I'm a business professor. I've been teaching business classes for about 12 years, and I'm starting up some business training straight, fresh, out of my MBA program and out of the business courses that I've been teaching for the past 12 years. So if you want to know how to get some of the base teaching that entrepreneurs need, then you want to make sure that you register and sign up for that program. But we have another caller right now, so you got to keep listening to get that information. We want to welcome to the open mic two-minute session, area code 718. First three numbers, 916. Welcome to Open Mic.
God bless you. This is Reverend Dr. DLC Boyce. We spoke last week, the founder of Let's Talk with Dr. DLC Boyce,
awesome.
A university in progress, in the process
wow.
of God.
Awesome.
As revealed in the person of Jesus Christ and under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I'm calling you this morning, first of all, to greet you and thank God for your program. It is truly a gift from God to be able to share with other entrepreneurs, and I'm glad that God has given you this ministry because your heart is sincere and dedicated, and I know that a lot of entrepreneurs have been blessed by your ministry. Tomorrow morning from 9 to 11, I'm having a prayer, breakfast, and recruitment session in Brooklyn, in the Canarsie section of Brooklyn. The address is 920 East 107th Street, and that's between Flatlands Avenue and Avenue J. The phone number for more information is 718-916-8763. I'm looking for sponsors, recruiters, and registrants. For sponsors, we're offering you a chance to sow into someone's life so that they may have a life-changing experience. For recruiters, we're offering a generous compensation plan, and we will unfold the marketing plan tomorrow morning at the prayer and breakfast and recruitment session. And for registrants, we ask the question, are you on the road to ministry or missions work? Is there a vocation, a career, a profession that you seek to aspire to but just can't seem to reach? And we also ask, in contrast, are you having difficulties within relationships? Are you experiencing feelings of sadness, loneliness, low self-esteem, low self-worth? Let's Talk is desiring to share with you that we have a weekend program for just $30 a day. We offer you one class on Thursday, two classes on Friday, and five classes on Saturday. We help people to overcome stumbling blocks like stress, anxiety, depression, bereavement, marital divorce, separation, or other relationship issues. We work with overcoming insecurities and procrastination, all that have prevented individuals from fulfilling their call or from meeting success in a vocation, career, slash profession, or from coping with life. So for $30 a day, we help you to overcome your stumbling blocks. We tap your creative side. We access your gifts and talents. We help you to do these things and to improve the quality of your life. We inspire you to focus on your goals, and we offer you, where needed, a chance to reconcile your life back to God so that He, through you, can help you discover the wonderful life that Christ died for. And this is, again, for just $30 a day. I can be found on Facebook, .com/Reverend Dr. DLC Boyce, or you can Google Let's Talk with Dr. DLC Boyce. God bless you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that was Dr. DLC Boyce, and thank you for those life-changing words, and we know that people are going to be connecting with you, but keep calling. Thank you so much for your kind words earlier as you started off. We are blessed to be a blessing to others, and we absolutely love that entrepreneurs are coming together, getting the word out, because we know that without that, it will be a harder road for being successful. So we do thank you. We want to open up the mic for another caller. You have 2 minutes, caller. Area code 718, first number 551. You're on the air with Coach LaLisa. Good morning.
Good morning, LaLisa. My name is Yvette Simmons, and I wanted to introduce myself to the listeners this morning. I have a business. I am an adult nurse practitioner, and I wanted to announce you can contact me at www.investcorewellness.com. And I was inspired to establish this business because I felt that in my community of Brooklyn, New York City, there's a lot of prevalence of diseases such as obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol level. And as a medical professional, I wanted to give back to my community and try to help them to select healthier food choices and in the end result to live a healthier lifestyle. And
yes,
most of the public are not knowledgeable on how to do this. They sometimes resort to liposuctioning They'll elect to do cosmetic surgery. But here nor there, a lot of the overeating is emotional. I also believe that if we instruct patients to go through each organ system and understand how damaging we acquire a lot of these arterial obstructions in the blood vessels, atherosclerosis, I know I'm talking broad terms, but in order to get an individual to start understanding what foods are harmful to their organs, obesity is going to continue. It's a problem. It is known as a tsunami crisis right now regarding overeating. And I welcome anyone to register. Contact me at www.invest4wellness.com. They can also email me at esimmm76@yahoo.com. And what we'll do is we will start doing a physical exam on you. We'll draw blood work. We'll evaluate your thyroid functioning. We will evaluate how high your blood sugar levels are. We'll take a measurement of your body mass index to find out where you should be as far as maintaining a certain normal weight. And as you begin to start losing weight, following a diet that is normal, as well as supplemental vitamins, and I will do the counseling aspect to keep you supported and to keep you on the right track in selecting those healthier food choices. But again, it begins with getting a physical exam, and then from there, we counsel you on how to eat properly, how to select everyday foods. There are a lot of healthy foods in the market, but we're not picking those products up. We're picking a lot of processed foods, box foods, foods that are containing a large sum of sodium, a large content of high fat. And in order to understand what are the high fat foods, what are the high sodium content foods, that's where the health education counseling comes from.
Awesome.
So I welcome anyone to contact me. Most all health insurances we accept at the clinic. There are a few that we do not accept, but we will negotiate with you. So I welcome anyone to check my website again, www.invest4wellness.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we thank you again for calling in and sharing. We're here. We're celebrating entrepreneurs right here on Blog Talk Radio today and every Friday. Open mic. Call in. Tell us about your business. Please get the word out. So we thank you so much for that. And we hope
you
keep listening. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. We'll take another call. Area code 347. I think you have your hand up, or maybe is this Dr. Boyce? No, I'm sorry. 347, area code 347241. Okay, maybe this is a caller that we got already. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, because sometimes once your hand is raised, it is still raised if you keep listening, and that's fine. We want you to keep listening. We want you to be. We want you to know that as an entrepreneur, we absolutely understand that it is important, almost detrimental to you, if to your business, if you don't have a mechanism, a solid mechanism for getting the word out. I mean, we all know, those of us who have been around marketing long enough to know and been around business ownership long enough to know that you can have the greatest, best product in the world. But if nobody knows about it but you and your immediate family members or friends, not going to go very far because, I mean, let's face it, we love family. I love my family. But family is not always out there telling everybody about your business. I don't know about your families. Maybe your families do. But I got a big family, too, and I'm just saying, I rarely get people who call me and say, oh, yeah, your aunt told me or your uncle told me, you know, or your third cousin told me. No, it doesn't work like that. So we need legitimate, real. Now, some of you have that, and wonderful. We appreciate that, and we thank God for you. But guess what? Most of us entrepreneurs know it doesn't go down like that. Sometimes family members are the last one who will be out there telling people about your business. First of all, let me just say this. I know this for a fact from being in the field that I've been in for a while. People don't promote the business companies that pay them big, lengthy, healthy salaries. They don't tell them about, they don't tell anybody. Some people, they just go to work and they go home. That's it. They're not there. And I mean, they could really legitimately be in a business that they ought to be marketing, but they don't. So what I'm saying is we need a program like this where there is somebody saying, all right, let's get the word out. That's wonderful that you can be a great engineer and a great production manager. And that's great that you can design beautiful products and discover and create awesome services. But without the arm to get the word out there about it, then who knows it? Then you have absolutely no way to really produce revenue. And without revenue, your business cannot keep going. Never mind profit. You haven't even gotten there yet. But as we were saying, these are some terms that we will be discussing in some of our business programs and workshops and webinars, teleconferences, teleseminars that we will be offering to individuals who are members of our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. And for just a small investment, it's not a fee, it's an investment. When you are a business owner, we transition from the words fee and this is what I got to pay to go to something. No, it's not what you pay to go to something. It's an investment. And in business owners, accountants have a way to they have a way to report those investments so that you can see how it's a part of the what you do is a part of doing business, and it can help reduce even your tax burden. So that's, you know, those are some of the things that we will be talking about in those sessions. So if you want to sign up for that, all you have to do is inbox me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CoachLalisa, facebook.com/CoachLalisa, or you can contact me on twitter.com/CoachLalisa, and I'll make sure you get that information. For those of you who want to listen to this a couple times and write it down, it's a very long link, but I'll give it out. It's a WLEI Association. It's the acronym, but the last word is spelled out, Association. So Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, WLEI Association. Dot Wild Apricot, that's WILDAPRICOT, like the fruit, one word, wildapricot.org. That is our association. When you go through and you pull up that website, you can see that each month we feature a different entrepreneur. Maybe you'll be next. Maybe you'll be next. I'll be looking forward to contacting many of you, going back, listening to the feeds and trying to figure out your email addresses or your websites or contact number, and invite you to be our Woman Featured of the Month. Now, some people might think, well, that's just a small site. I don't see that you have a whole lot going on there. Well, that's because you don't really know me. And I'm a person that I absolutely never despise small beginnings. See, I just started that program in January of this year. So, hello, it takes a time sometimes to get things going. I understand that we live in a microwave society. I understand it's what we want everything right now, but it doesn't work like that. You know, it took probably, it takes a while sometimes for things to happen, but we do get out there. We have partners in Cleveland, Ohio. She has the Legacy Builders Program up there. She does the very same and similar thing that I'm doing here. She promotes entrepreneurs. She has gatherings. She brings together entrepreneurs so that we can support each other, learn from each other, help each other grow, share lists, share contacts. Why should you have to start absolutely all over from the bottom when I'm already over here and been doing it for a while and I have information I can share with you? Why should you have all the tricks and secrets and ways to do things and strategies and keep it to yourself? Listen, we have to begin to open up and share, especially African-American business owners. And I'm not saying we don't include others, because if you've been around me, you know we do. It's not about that. But we need to understand our position so that we can move and transition to our next level. And what I'm saying is there's enough of us that if we would only share what we have and begin to really look to how we're really caring about the next woman, especially women. I'm really concerned about women business owners. So we want to be able to make sure that your business lasts, because, listen, woman, when you're doing well, I'm doing well. Woman, when your business is successful, I'm successful. And that's how, you know, that's how women, you know, women used to really care about. I remember the story from my mom and how she would talk about how when they were children, my mom was born in 1935. Her mother was born in 1906. And my mother's mother lived with us from the time I was age five. And she, you know, continues to live there. And she passed away in her own bed in my mother's apartment, my mother's house at the time. And my grandmother, this woman, my mother, she would tell me the stories of how a woman whose child might have been hungry for whatever reason. The mom might have not been there. Maybe she was at work. Maybe, you know, social problems took a hold or whatever. But she would talk about how the next door neighbor, the woman next door, would feed that child. Care that nobody ever knew that child didn't have somebody. And so that's how women used to be. We used to hide your problem, not put it on blast, you know. Hide your issue, so to speak, not, you know, just blast it on the news like, wow, this woman is not there, she's not around, she doesn't care about her kids. No. So we got to get back to where we're really helping each other. So I absolutely love women business owners. And so we got to network. We got to start, if we have to plan it out, I'll go to 3 of your events this month. You'll come to 3 of mine next month. We really got to get there, because I do events. And the last thing you want at your event is an empty seat. Because out of the 3 people that may come there that might be a legitimate business partner for you, I've been teaching class long enough to know. I teach at 2 or 3 colleges here in New Jersey. And I've been teaching for over 15 years now. And let me tell you, students who show up for class, hello, they say they see that there's not that many students there. They're like, where's everybody? So if a student can feel like that, imagine when people come to an event of any sort. You have to have bodies in the seat. And that just makes, you know, people feel like, wow, there's something really going on here. And they begin to feel happy. Now they begin to. So these are just little strategies and things that we teach in our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association classes and programs, and or the coaching that I do. These are the kind of things I help people with in the Coach Lalisa program, which is the Release Your Power coaching. So I can't give you everything here because we don't have enough time. There's not enough time in the day for me to share all the things that I share with people who also are a part of that program for a small investment. Those, if you don't want to invest in you, then why should anybody invest in your business if you don't want to invest in yourself? You know, people forget about that. You got to invest in yourself. So let's see if we have any other callers, people that want to call in, shout out your business, tell us about your business. I've been telling you about what we do here on All About Entrepreneurs, but area code, I can't tell your area code, but let's just see. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa, CPL.
Good morning, Lalisa.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hey, this is Larry. Oh, boy, is it a chilly one out there this morning, Lalisa. Woo, burr.
Where are you calling?
I'm in New York.
Are you calling to shout out your business?
Yeah, but real quick, I just wanted to tell you, I was just dropping off the kids at the bus stop, and woo, it's got to be about 40, maybe 50 degrees at most out there. Really windy and chilly. My cock was shriveled up like a slinky.
Okay, yeah, you never know when you're going to get wackos on the show, but they do call in, so guess what? We got to cut them off right away. So we're going to move right on, and we're going to go to our next caller. Caller, area code 678, you're on the air. This is Coach Lalisa.
Hello, Coach Lalisa. My name is Lakeisha Hall. I am actually connected with you through Facebook with Melissa, a friend, Melissa Brathwaite out of New Jersey. I'm calling from Atlanta. And I just saw your post, so thanks for posting so that I knew to hop on your call.
All right.
Thank you. I wanted to just give you kudos for hosting this program, and everything you said just really resonates well with me. And it's so many times that we don't support each other, and, you know, it's like we want to be crabs in the bucket. So I'm really thrilled to have been awake this time of morning to hear this. but my business, I am aspiring. I'm actually training to be a life coach as well. I've been a nurse for 19 years, and, you know, I really feel like I have a lot to offer to help, you know, in health and wellness as well as other life experiences. And my name, I just realized that my name is very similar to yours. Mine is Releasing You Coaching, and I picked that because I wanted to be able to inspire people to soar like eagles. You know, I've always been fascinated with eagles and how, you know, eagles, they, when it rains, other birds go and seek shelter, and eagles rise above the clouds. So that was why I chose the name of Releasing. So anyway, I am actually coming to New York, New Jersey area in November to see Tony Robbins. And I had set up an appointment with Melissa and just hope that I could even be in company with you and maybe even get to rub shoulders. That would be awesome.
Yes. OMG. Releasing you and releasing your power. I love it. We got a package of some stuff. You know what? Guess what? Guess who else is going to be there?
Who is going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
And Tony Robbins
is signed up and ready to go.
Oh, God. That's awesome. Oh, I'm tickled.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so we'll connect on Facebook. I won't hold up the show, but just, you know, like I say, I just had wrote you a note on Facebook to say how, you know, I'm really inspired by this program, and it's great that you offer it. And I ask God to continue to richly bless you and your family.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for definitely calling in. Lakeisha Hall, also life coach, nurse for many, many years, and other things that you're doing. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, all the way down in Atlanta, Georgia. Awesome. See, y'all, we have reach. We're getting out there. And for those of you, see, this is how it's going to happen. So you all are a great example of how this thing is going to get done. The moment, I believe for those of you who are still listening, for those of you who will come back and listen to the archives, I believe that this we are on to a whole new dimension. The moment we began to realize that, wait a minute, I need to be sharing with my fellow entrepreneur, not trying to hold on. Boy, if we ever get there, it's going to be on and popping. We are on to a whole new, I'm telling you, we're on to a whole new realm, and we're going to see blessings. We're going to see stuff that we ain't never seen before, because here's what we do know. When you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. And what I'm saying is, people, they always said, if you do the same old thing, you'll get the same old results. So we know what the results are already when we all just try to hold on to our own stuff and not share and not. But we don't know exactly what all will happen yet when we actually begin to share. So as a life coach, and you might be doing the same type of coaching, but guess what? I don't coach every client that may come my way. So guess what? I need to be able to share with another coach who somebody else, they may not work with me well. They may not have the issues or concerns that they may need, might work better with a different coach. And when we get together, and I mean really sit down, and again, I'll go to your events, you come to my events. So I'm happy that you're coming to New York, happy that we'll be able to connect, happy that Melissa shared this information with you. Absolutely love Melissa from the day I met her back in 2009. So she's an awesome, phenomenal woman. She's attended my events. She supported me. I've supported her. She and I are a demonstration that support is doable. We can still both be the bomb. We can still both be the diva, whatever we want to classify ourselves. We can both be, we can all be the guru, you know. You know, Donald Trump and them, when they get together with their people, it'd be thousands of them in the room together, and they're not sitting there going, oh, I made it, but, you know, you didn't, or things like, no. When they have an event, they all come out and support each other. And when we get there, we're really somewhere by then. So that's what we're all about here on All About Entrepreneur. We're showing the world that it is possible, and we're not doing it to show anybody anything. We're showing ourselves. At the end of the day, we're the entrepreneur. It's not about really showing anybody anything. This is about, we understand that being an entrepreneur is not just a cute title. Being an entrepreneur is not just a fad word. It's not just, okay, something we do because it's the 90s or the 2000s. No. We are entrepreneurs. Basically, we are business owners. Entrepreneurs are individuals who take the risk to start a business. That's, you know, the dictionary or the business term for the word entrepreneur. So that's what we are. And as entrepreneurs, we need to be the best that we can be. We need to learn how to do that. How do we do it? And that, what I'm saying is, that's what CEOs do. The CEO of, you know, Procter & Gamble sits down with the CEO of Microsoft. They all go to their big CEO meetings. And they don't say, well, you know, you're doing this and I'm doing it. No, they sit down, they strategize. This is what it takes to be successful. You have to get customers. You have to market. You have to get the word out about your business. You have to go global. You have to get contracts. You have to get, you know, this is what they do. As a matter of fact, and before I go off the air, I want to make sure that I tell each and every one of you that took the time to tune in today, I want to make sure that I get this information out before we go off the air. We only have about 10 minutes left, so I want to make sure I get this in. And thank you again for Lakeisha, our caller. But I don't know if any of you know, or how many of you may know this already, because I did post some of this yesterday, and maybe you've seen it somewhere else. But in 2014, somewhere in January, I believe, or early February, every year they have the Super Bowl. Well, the Super Bowl is coming to New Jersey in 2014. So I don't know if some of you knew that. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Well, guess what? So you already know that. If you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, then a marketer, you're a salesperson, and if you're a business owner, you're all that. You have about 18 hats, we know. And especially if you're a small business, but you're going to be big. So you're going to be big. It's coming. But the Super Bowl is coming to New Jersey. I don't think it's in New York. It's in Secaucus, if I'm not mistaken. But we know that the New York team may play there, but it's coming to New Jersey. And the Meadowlands was built probably specifically for that some years back because they, you know, redid the Meadowlands and what have you. Now, here's the thing. They're expecting a little over a quarter of a million people that will be coming to this area because of that Super Bowl. One event. Now, you can imagine, you've seen Super Bowls before on television. You know what that's about. So here's the deal. Business, they're having a conference at Fairleigh Dickinson University. I believe it's at the TNET campus. But if you hit me up on Facebook, I'll send you the link. You can register. I believe you still have time to register to go to the conference. It's not the Super Bowl. It's just the conference that my college, where I graduated from, my alma mater, is holding a conference, a one-day conference. Unfortunately, I only found out about this yesterday, and the conference is next week. But for those of you who can make it happen, and that's the beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur, a lot of times you can schedule your own day. But I do know some people have to work and some of you are around the country. But here's the thing. That's why it's critical, critical, critical as entrepreneurs to have partners and other people who work with you, whether it's your own staff, representatives. That's why you can no longer just think locally. Yes, you have to act locally, but you got to think globally. So you need New York partners, New Jersey partners, Chicago partners, California partners, China partners, Japan partners, Asia partners. You need partners all over the world. But there's a conference here in New Jersey. And if you can send someone, but you got to register online. I'm not quite sure what the registration fee is. I'm all about entrepreneurs. Press, so I'm going as press. I'm not physically going, but I have someone that is going to go for me. But they're calling. It's workshops and a lot of stuff going on. It's a conference, and even if you can't get in, go to the campus and hang around and give out your business card, do something. But they're calling forth all business owners and people who are interested in learning how to get a part or how to get in on some of the business that's going to go down on that day or that week or whatever it is in New Jersey. You want to reserve your hotel rooms, as I'm sure they're probably booked up by now, but you can try anyway. Just know the Super Bowl here in New Jersey, it is cold during that time. It could be snowing, so be aware of that. But even if you drive in, a little over a quarter of a million people is what they're expecting. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. You can go to the website, and you can go to Facebook.com, and because I can't remember the website, and because I'm on air, I can't go and search Google. I'm great at multitasking, but, you know, hey, guess what? It doesn't work too well when you're trying to get your thoughts out and talk and start Googling. Some people can do it better than others, but I do want you to know about that. But, the Super Bowl is not until 2014, so you have time to get ready for it. But this conference, and you don't have to go to the conference. It's just that, I mean, this is great. They've never done anything like this. So to go to Fairleigh Dickinson University, which is a fairly large university here in New Jersey, you can look them up on the Internet for those of you who are in New York and Delaware, Maryland, and places like that. But if you've never been to a Super Bowl, to be around that, Meadowlands is an awesome place, and they have designed Meadowlands to be this, like, sportsy type place. That's where they have the racetrack, and they have an arena where they play basketball, and all these different things happen. But we also have the Prudential Center. I'm sure a lot's going to be going on when you talk about the Super Bowl coming to New Jersey, and it's not that far from Newark, not that far from New York, and I wanted to tell you about that. So hit me up on Facebook to get the information. Welcome caller 917. You have 2 minutes to tell us about your business or service.
Yes, good morning, Melissa. This is Jacqueline Smith with Avon. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
I always enjoy my morning each day, you know, when you come on to motivate me. I'm with Avon, and my website is www.phone, www.phoneavon.com. That's www.phone, like the telephone, P-H-O-N-E, avon.com. We've been in business since 1886, and we're always looking for new people to join. You can join on that website. You can order products on that website. And we serve all over the 50 states. I'm located in the New York area. And I look forward to you tuning me in on Facebook as well as the website. Or you can call me at 1-888-269-2616. That's 1-888-269-2616. Have a beautiful, blessed day today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And thank you so much, Avon Rep, for those of you who know someone or looking for someone in that field. Please, please, please make sure you contact her. And we don't care how many times you have to call in. If you have to call every week, call every week. We're here. Now, I know I missed a couple of shows, one because my schedule changed with school, and so I was trying to decide. I have to teach now early in the mornings, and I have to be out of my house, and I said, well, how am I going to do the show? But what I'm going to do, I don't want to take away from you all coming in and tuning in and getting some food and information that you need for you to for your day, for your business. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tape the shows, and so Tuesdays and Thursdays won't be an issue any longer. We'll still be on the air at 7 a.m., and we're excited about that. Fridays is open mic night. You know that. Open mic. I always say night because you hear that all the time, right? Open mic for business owners to call in, tell us about your business. And I think what we'll do probably starting in October, we'll have Mondays. I'll be calling with your business questions. Call in with the questions that you have for your business, and then we'll try to answer those. We'll get somebody and to answer those questions and for you, for your business, because remember, it's all about entrepreneurs. As entrepreneurs, this is, I know Dr. Grant at our conference last week, Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, powerful, powerful, powerful woman, business owner, psychologist, about 7 or 8 degrees all together. She wrote for Essence Magazine for 25 years. She has over 8 million viewers tuned in, on lock, reading those articles. I used to read them. Never in my wildest dream did I think that I would host a conference where she was my keynote speaker, not once, but 2 years in a row. In addition to that, other speakers were there as well. Francine Humphreys, we had Lois Green, we've had Gail Campbell, Sharon Addison, Beverly Carter. We've had Marianne Cotchett. We've had the boss lady, Miss Audrey Bell Carney, who's now out in Atlanta. We've had Nicole Upton. She's down in Dallas. Came up to be with us. Liz Black was our MC last year. We don't know who will be there next year. Next year it will be bigger and better, and we will have workshops for you also next year. But women leaders and entrepreneurs, this is an opportunity for women to come together. But Dr. Grant, at that event, she was there last year, this year, awesome woman, she said that this is the century of the woman. And I'm saying this is the century of the entrepreneur, because entrepreneurs are putting this economy back together, and they've always done that. It's always been the small business, not just entrepreneurs, but the small businesses that have been the driving force and the engine of the United States economy, and I'm sure other economies around the world, but definitely the United States knows this. That's why there are program after program after program for entrepreneurs, because this understands that. So we'll have, those are the kind of information we work with our partners, and you can partner with me and my programs through Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. There's links for that on the internet. If you didn't get the website, inbox me on Facebook at facebook.com/CoachLalisa. Well, I pray that your business is a huge, huge success. Go out there. Don't be afraid. You have to tell people about your business, or they're not going to know. Don't rely on everybody else to talk about your business more than you can talk about it yourself. There are tactful ways, there are professional ways to bring up your business, but we have to move beyond. You got into business not because you're a fearful, frightful person. So you just have to be bold, let people know you have a viable business, you're a viable entrepreneur, you're a viable CEO, and you have every right to be happy and to be not earthly proud, but godly proud that he has used you and set you in position to help yourself, help your family, and help others. Those individuals that you give opportunities to by being partners and members with you, that is helping them. It's not just helping you. It's helping them and their families and their communities. So always know that what you're doing is a good thing. It's a good thing. Remember the Proverbs 31 woman. This woman was busy. She was, you know, going out to the merchant ships. She was bringing things from afar. She was making clothes and selling it. Come on now. Don't get me started. The show is almost over. So we'll see you back. We do have a special edition tomorrow, Saturday. So if you get a chance to tune in tomorrow, Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be doing the show live, talking to live entrepreneurs down in Virginia Beach. And I look forward to seeing you back on Monday. Have a powerful weekend. Get out there. Make some contacts, do some follow-throughs, call some customers, call some people to partner with in other cities, other states. See how we can start partnering together. I just pray that God releases supernatural partnerships right now. I speak it in Jesus' name. I claim it right now in Jesus' name that we will be, that partnership doors will begin to open up, that you'll begin to be able to partner with individuals who have contracts. And I come right now against the spirit of fear. I come against right now the spirit of fear, that people are fearful that somebody's business is going to be better, bigger, grow faster. I come against it in Jesus' name. I come against people being fearful of partnering with others. Why can't we partner our coaching programs together? Why can't we package our books together? I come against that right now, and I loose right now that we will begin to have a collaborative spirit and mindset. We collaborate and partner and work together and share in God's great abundance. Well, that's all we have time for. This has been all about entrepreneurs, and this has been Coach Larissa. Thank you ever so much for tuning in, and we're going to do this, and we're going higher together.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Larissa J. Williams. Okay.
Thank you.